Good evening. Welcome to Ask Catherine, publishing on Thursday, May 19th. I'm recording questions as of May 16th. This is the last Ask Catherine of the month, so any questions after May 16th will roll into the ones we do in the first week of June. And as always, thank you for your questions. Okay, cash and precious metals. Question about how Bitcoin is trading versus silver. He said looks more like the silver charts in 1974 when they busted the Hunts brothers. You know, I agree with you. Very, very good comparison. The reality is we're seeing two things. First of all, the trading on Bitcoin, in my opinion, is totally driven by politics, as well as sort of the different games going on in the money supply. So the general money supply is going to affect it, and the central bank actions. I do think they want to do another pump. Whether or not that will happen, I don't know, because if you look at all the sort of popping and implosions that are happening in the market, what's happened with stable coins, the regulators are also piling in. So anything is happening, which is why I think it's very important. Please escrow any swaps you do, any taxable transactions you do in cryptocurrency, please escrow your taxes in the currency in which your tax will be liable. I don't want you to end up with more liabilities than you have position. The other thing is play from your winnings. If you have capital gains, I want you to get your principal out as you go and skim off your winnings. That's the way you trade any highly speculative market. I will say this, is a 100% entirely politically driven price. I put up a little video of Buffett talking about why he would never buy Bitcoin. And as an investment matter, I agree entirely with him. You know, whereas buying farmland or buying apartment buildings depends on, you know, the cash flows and the performance of an economic asset that can create, you know, fundamental economic value in the real economy. Bitcoin depends on other people believing and coming in and wanting to participate. So it's a very different kettle of fish. It's a much more political creature, and it's one the regulators can destroy overnight if they choose to. And I'm not saying they're going to choose to, but, you know, you're talking about a speculation. Anyway, I still think there's a good chance they're going to pump it again, but could see consolidation down to a much lower price before that happens. Anyway, sky's the limit. This is all subject to politics. So I have no way as an investment person to look at the fundamental economics and say, okay, this is what's going to happen, because there's not enough fundamental economics. You know, this is much more about fundamental morphogenic fields than about fundamental economics. You know, this is not farmland. This is not apartment buildings. This is a consensus of people who agree to use a vehicle to trade. Hi, Catherine. U.S. Mint Silver Eagles are going to about $15 ounce over spot. Seems to be a huge premium. I think so. I think the market may be assuming quality control, which they don't have on silver rounds. And, you know, there's also the legal tender issue, but I'd much rather have 90% silver. So my attitude is you buy the lowest premium over spot. So I would never pay 15 over spot for Silver Eagles. I just think there are many other alternatives. I would take a look at what I much prefer 90% to silver rounds, even though obviously Solari makes a silver round. So I would check out what the premium is on 90%, and I would buy either other silver sovereigns that operate. I just bought a bunch of silver Cougarants. So I prefer to buy a sovereign to a straight round other than the Solari rounds, but I would check out 90% silver because you are in the United States and that is legal tender. Hi, Catherine. Wanted to know to bring your attention to a subject that may be worthy of more in-depth exploration, financial rebellion. And you talk about U.S. laws regarding, I think it's pronounced filial laws, regarding children having to be financially responsible for their parents. I think this is a very good question. It's come up before, and it seems to vary widely state by state. And of course, I think if you're going to move to a state, it helps to know what it is, if it's something you're concerned about. I asked Attorney Matt Howell whether this is a big problem or not. He didn't think it was. You know, it comes up and it happens. So it's worth, you know, protecting yourself and knowing what this is. But I do think it's important if you're taking care of parents who are dependent that you want to make sure you have the right insurance and other provisions so that in the event of a funeral or big liabilities, you have a way of taking care of them. I think it's just better if you can. Anyway, so I checked with Attorney Matt Hale. He does not think this is a big problem in most states, and he hasn't seen it come up that much. My concern is those laws will get changed. So I think this is why it's very important. If there are ways you can make sure that parents who you're responsible for, kids you're responsible, grandkids, anybody has the kind of provision you need for the worst case. It's one of the reasons we created the Family Financial Disclosure Form in connection with the COVID-19 injections. And I think that one is worth looking at if you haven't. Question: International Organization of Securities Commission said at a virtual conference that digital assets are now a top concern for regulators. Meanwhile, the Basel Committee on Banking Supervision is financing its review of comments on establishing prudential regulations on bank crypto assets. Global regulators controlling crypto use. What could go wrong? This is going to happen. They're doing it now when the Australians passed their regulations or promoted their regulations. Basically, what they were saying is to go in and out of crypto, you've got to pass through centralized banking transactions. And anybody who trades or any exchange on crypto or anybody who can buy and sell you crypto has to be licensed by the top regulators with two quick little rules. Bam, you got complete control. And I think behind the scenes, there are a variety of ways that the intelligence agencies can also exercise complete control. So if you want to listen to the interview I did with Harry Blaser in 2017 on Bitcoin, that'll help you with a sort of a deeper dive. I've done some recent interviews, one on Mercola on Bitcoin. A lot of people will say, well, Catherine really doesn't understand the technology. I don't understand the details of the technology, but I've due diligence enough with people who do that I'm comfortable with my assessment. The reality is, if you control all the humans involved, it doesn't matter what the technology is. Question: wonder if the going all digital with the whole Ukraine debacle has something to do with the sudden demise of crypto. Electricity demands are unbelievable, so no competition allowed. There's no doubt that the energy squabbles are affecting the price of crypto, but the other question is that, for years there have been allegations, particularly since 2014, of enormous money laundering through the Ukraine. It's inconceivable to me if that is the case, that crypto wasn't a part of it. So there's no doubt Ukraine and the blocking of the 40 billion transfer could have messed up the crypto market or certainly affected it. I just saw a headline, I didn't get a chance to read it, that China, despite their ban on Bitcoin, is now the second largest mining hub. So this is a market with tremendous friction and not a lot of liquidity, and that's, you just need to remember that if you're going to play in it. Wondering how the nut jobs of the EU going to implement the all digital agenda without energy. Of course, grinding industry to a halt will help them out. Good point. Anyway, the Coinbase outage is very concerning. So I just think this market's going to experience a lot more friction, and I do think there's still a good possibility of another pump, but as I said, it's all political. Okay, geopolitics and financial markets. Dear Catherine, unless I've missed something, I haven't heard MMT being discussed. John Titus and I discussed it this week on the Solari report. We started last week on the money and markets and did more this week. So check that out and see if you have more questions. Hi, Catherine. There are so many things going on right now, and everything we question is called conspiracy theory, trying to make us look like extreme idiots. Never let your enemy define your space. Okay, so if the shriek-o-meter calls names at you, it just means you're doing a good job. Bird flu is killing millions of chickens and turkeys across the U.S., food processing plants. If you go to the post we just did, The Great Poisoning and the War on Drugs, you'll see a link to our new tracker on food risk tracker, where we're collecting all the stories on food risks. What is your take on all of this? And there's longer information in here, and I would recommend you go take a look at this in the script. There is a concerted process underway to take control of the food supply. It's what we've been talking about at Solarian on the food series for a long time. That's why it's absolutely important you do everything you can to create resilient local sources of food, even if you have to go underground to do it. Anyway, what is your take on all of this? I love the Netherlands. I may come over there and join you. This is global, it's everywhere. So I'm not saying some jurisdictions are not better than others. They are, and some places don't have more cultural strength or more wealth than others. But there is no way, turn and fight this wherever you are, because there's no place to run to. I said to somebody the other day, my ancestors have been running away from this for 500 years. They keep moving west to get away from it. And now we have to sort of turn and march into the center and look Mr. Global in the face and turn the wheel right at the center. Question, curious Catherine's thoughts. This is a quote from Lynn Alden. I'm a subscriber and an admirer of Lynn Alden. I think she's very capable. Quote, currency devaluation has been standard practice for countries throughout history as their debt levels reach unsustainable levels. This simple admission always blows my mind. Yes, very clear. You know, Alden looks at things sort of with an engineering mindset and does good technical analysis, does a great job at putting up graphs and charts, and I think sees the, sort of the basic issues. Now, she's very much educated in the overt economy and doesn't get into the covert, so you have to integrate that as you're reading, which for me is easy to do. And I find her to be a very useful, capable financial analyst. Hi, Catherine. And I just want to caveat, as I always say, with all the new media I recommend, that doesn't mean I always agree with them. And nor perfectly fine if intelligent, capable people have different takes on different things. Hi, Catherine. What steps can I take if I see I've been a victim of my health insurance, has been a victim of insurance fraud? So a dentist charged you for x-rays that you never got. Your ethical obligation is to report that to the insurance company, but then that's all you can do. It's really their issue, not yours. I would simply report it if you feel you want to do that and let it go. The one thing I would say is I just had dental procedures with ozone here in the Netherlands. First, I had a tooth that clearly needed a root canal, and instead of getting a root canal, I went to someone. My chiropractor has a ozone dental therapy practice for teeth, and I used that instead, and it worked. It took more work than more time, a couple appointments than a root canal, but it absolutely worked. And you could see coming out of the canals, a whole bunch of inflammation and infection and toxins had to work their way out. So it took a little bit of time. And then I did the whole mouth treatment, which is a sort of preventative maintenance thing. And wow, did my mouth feel better. Unbelievable. So I try not to talk about these things until I've tried them and feel that it's really worked. And I've recommended to the new head of the health series that would be a great health series is on ozone therapy, including for dental practices. Anyway, so what I would do is simply report it to the insurance company in a peaceful and factual manner. And from then on, it's their action, not yours. Question. I recall in Kathy O'Brien's book on mind control, she mentioned how this is used to control who wins the World Series. Do you think it's possible that it could be used in the Kentucky Derby? I found a racehorse named Mind Control. Yes, I think it's possible that you could chip a horse and then use entrainment to so sort of inspire them and galvanize them that you get them to, sort of peak performance. Now, the horse has to have the capability physically, but do I think you could juice them? Yeah. Do I think that that's a possibility in the last Kentucky Derby in theory, but it's also possible it wasn't. But I do think we have to recognize that possibility. Either way, it was a great... I got to tell you, as an athletic performance, with or without the, an entrainment booster, it was a remarkable performance and took many, 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 a long, long time of hard work and training to get to the point where Rich Strike could win. So Eric Reed is absolutely my hero. Dear Catherine, I'm struggling how to determine how to discern what is disinformation. Can you share how and who can count on in journalism or reporting? I gratefully follow Soleri. Okay, so if you go to every wrap-up, we have a new media list. We're constantly adding. We just added Daily Clout, Naomi Wolf signed to the new media list. We put a copy of it in the notes for this Ask Catherine. One of the things, and these are all excellent sources, I do not always agree with them. We have disagreements. And so the last stop is Soleri. There are many people who are very, very popular for periods of time who I refuse to allow to be posted at Soleri because I think they're either untrustworthy in what they're saying or untrustworthy in their ultimate agenda as to where they're going. And, this has happened a lot on COVID-19. So, if you find them on Soleri, I think they're worth considering or listening to. if they're on the new media list, I think they're very much worth listening to. One of my frustrations is subscribers are often asking me to listen to disinformation. And if I were to do that, I wouldn't have time to listen to all the people in the new media list I want to listen to. So check out that list, and I would stick with what you see on Soleri or what you see, you know, sources on the new media list. And if you have recommendations as to what to add, the disinformation is off the charts, just simply off the charts. And my only way of protecting you from it is to make sure you stick with the sources we provide, and our quarterly wrap up for News Trends and Stories with Dr. Farrell is a great way to kind of have a strong framework. Okay, then you say, I'm exploring Florida because of family. I have doubts. Can you recommend Tennessee? Tennessee is very strong on Second Amendment, and it's also, in terms of financial responsibility and soundness, one of the second or third states. It's still got a lot of small banks, and it's got beautiful farmland, and it's got the Tennessee River, lots of lakes. So I think Tennessee is one of the states to consider. It's always important to be, you know, with people you can trust. So the question is, do you have good network? We have a lot of great subscribers in Tennessee. And obviously I moved there because I decided to stay in Tennessee. I'd gotten one of four places in Tennessee when I was moving around to deal with the harassment on the litigation. And I listened to one of the people who represents the Tennessee Firearms Association say that their membership was more than 50% of the regular voting population in every county in Tennessee. And I said, okie dokie. Now we're talking about a real floor to stop tyranny. So anyway, I'm a fan of Tennessee and a proud member, not only of the Tennessee Firearms Association, but the Tennessee Sheriffs Association. Lots of good sheriffs in Tennessee, including my sheriff. Health and food. Is anyone checking to see if Bill Gates is actively farming the 240,000 acres of farmland he purchased, or to see if he's not farming? That's a good question. I don't know. In order to create a situation of scarcity, they're clearly trying to create a situation of scarcity, similar to the groundbreaking research done by Pottinger. I know that minerals from the soil are essential to both plant and animal health. Are there any long-term studies on the effects of hydroponic plants in human health? Another great question. I don't know, but the next time I talked to one of the team at Weston Price, I'll ask them. It's hard to imagine our federal government has financed these projects and approved their distribution. Okay, the federal government is captured. Okay, and I'll say this again. When a federal government starts breaking the constitutional provisions related to financial management, the laws related to financial management, and the regulations to financial management, you have had a financial coup, and the government is operating outside the law. So don't be surprised at anything the federal government does, because the federal government works for Mr. Global. They simply tax you and then spend the money in whatever way Mr. Global wants to. Now, grossly oversimplifying, but let's get over. There has been a coup d'etat, and we continue to pay our taxes. And that's why the last wrap-up that just mailed out to all the print subscribers is about taxation and what are we going to do. Because if we finance with our taxes, we finance with our investment purchases, we finance with our purchases. If we keep financing the people doing Mr. Global's bidding and a criminal syndicate, you can't finance criminals and think things are going to work. So the question is, how do we take the government back and return it to the laws? So how do we become effective defenders of the law and return our great constitution and great financial management laws to real enforcement? And I don't want to hear from anybody, oh, let's go off and create a new society. That is totally bullshit. If you're not willing to fight for the fundamental human rights that you have under the current legal construct, if you're willing to walk away and let them tear it up, we're all going to die or, you know, be slaves. So that's the question. How do we ensure that our tax money, our investment money, and our purchases goes to support lawful enterprise and lawful government instead of supporting criminality? Because for the last 30 years, what I've been fighting is the average American county, town, state, all supporting the criminals with their banking deposits, with their financing, with their taxes. So if we are putting our money behind organized crime, there's no point in asking the question, why can't we stop this? I don't know, it's very frustrating. But excellent question, and I thank you for asking it. So you're getting a rant that's inspired by what I've been watching for the last 3 days and as we gather in Malmo. Great conference, but I feel like a 30-year-old broken record. Thank you for your valuable and courageous work. I feel it might be good to alert you to the theory of conspiracy as it provides a framework. So this is based on the theory of Rudolf Steiner. It's called theoryofconspiracy.org. I took a look at it and asked Thomas Meyer, because he's the real expert, what he thinks. So we'll see what he says. Stephen Greer invites you to watch for free The Cosmic Host, July 2021. I haven't had a chance to watch it, but I will do so. So this is, we just saw Congress holding hearings on UFOs, which some of our team thought was a very big deal. We'll post that in News Trends and Story as well. But I thank you for that, because over the years, Greer has organized, consolidated great footage on this whole question. Very useful. And he was one of the people who immediately jumped on the missing money and saw the power and importance of bringing that story out. So I appreciate his work. This does not look good. Same county as Fort Riley, where Rockefeller's first wave of doctorists injected unsuspecting soldiers who then came down with the Spanish flu. So there is a history of false flag events here. This is a headline. Kansas lands deal for construction of $650,500,000 job biomanufacturing facility. This is very unpleasant because Kansas just did the big plan on the, you know, the agro bio warfare. What in the world is going on in Kansas? They've decided to create bioweapons instead of food. Dear Catherine, just told, anyway, those links will be in the script, and I thank you. John Rappaport reviewed the Yellowstone series to explain why the truth cannot be told. Yeah, a great piece by John. We posted it on the Yellowstone theory. And then you said, the real story of a taking of personal property is the saga of the Hage family, Hage versus U.S. I had not known of this story. I watched the whole video you sent. This is extraordinary. It fits with stories I've heard from other Nevada ranchers, other ranchers. What an amazing man this Wayne Hage was, and wow. And I didn't realize, so he married, after his first wife passed on, he married Helen Chenoweth, the congresswoman from Idaho. What an amazing story. I watched the whole thing, didn't know about it, posted it in the Solari Report in News Trends and Stories, and I cannot thank you enough. You know, every day I get blown, my mind gets blown by the fabulous intelligence sent in by our subscribers. So I can't thank you enough. Great stuff. Catherine, you may have already heard this, and this is fraud, $163 billion in COVID unemployment funds stolen. Why are we not surprised? So link in the notes. Another link to the controlgroup.org. We have now initiated our federal suit to stop all discrimination against Americans based on their vaccine status. So I posted that in News Trends and Stories. A survey, Americans want American-grown food. I should mention I'm in the feedback section. You're sending in these fabulous links. Then someone sent in a promotion. Supposedly it's the Declaration of Independence, the second one, and the whole thing is 30 minutes of looking at Trump sitting in the Oval Office. I'm not going to post something that's a Trump promotion. This is there's an absence of accountability here. So Trump funded with $10 billion Operation Warp Speed and put in charge a man who's an expert in brain-machine interface and then shut down 1 million businesses. This is just not, I just think we have to let go of this and understand the complexity of the system and be able to deal with the system without getting compromised by people like Trump. Now, I have a couple supporters who feel he's very much better than the alternatives, but I, for one, would like to support politicians who I think are capable of gathering and building consensus and effectively managing the operations of government, and who've never promoted, $10 billion of taxpayers' money being used to fund genocide. So I believe in accountability, including for Donald Trump. shadowy billionaires funded effort in Total Secret. So it's a Grey Zone article about Boris Johnson being put in charge in the UK. I posted that, then a link from James Rogowski, who has done a lot of good work, and I will publish that as well. Then another link, and I'm trying to remember what this one was, but I did post it. Sometimes it can help if you, let me just, I'm offline now, so anyway, then a link on the Real ID Act 2005. Oh, I know, it was no, it was Rogowski was showing the, you know, the powers put in place at the end of the Obama administration, and because of the censorship, he posted the link and was very clever about how he described it. Anyway, so great links. I can't thank you enough. Thank you for joining me on Ask Catherine. It's a short one. I'm sure when everything rolls in for 2 weeks, we'll have a long one next time. Again, thanks for your questions. And we had a great money in markets this week. And we've got a great discussion with Scott Tipps on Codex this week. Next week is going to be SPACs, the last part of our first quarter wrap up. And it's a doozy. I really hope you enjoy it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, have a great spring weekend. And I will talk to you in 2 weeks on Ask Catherine.